Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, I've got a slash and then dash.
Slash and dash. Slash and dash, this week's top city, Brisbane, Australia. First time it's not USA.
Woohoo!
Woo-woo!
That was me saying woohoo in Australian.
G'day. Queensland, and we're looking at the Lesbian Vampire Killers.
Isn't that a film?
It is, yeah.
With James Corden.
Yeah, I've never watched it because it looks like tripe.
Sames.
Yeah. So... this is about Tracy Wigginton. She's our main person.
Wigginton?
Yep. She is a 20... well, she was 25-year-old sheet metal work student.
Nice.
And out and proud lesbian. And she looks... I don't want to say anything. She looks like a sheet metal work student.
Covered in iron filings.
Yeah. She and three accomplices took part in this murder. So, 21st of October, 47-year-old Edward Bulldog. I kept thinking it was Bulldog, but it's Bulldog. Didn't return home, and his wife phoned the police to report him missing. And his body was found by a kayaker on the river. He was naked and he was covered in blood, and his wallet was found and a pair of shoes with a bank card in belonging to Tracy Wigginton.
So, what, like, she left her bank card behind?
Yeah, nobody knows how it got there, but people think that maybe she dropped it and he picked it up and thought it was his and put it in his shoe. But it was like, this was tied up in like an hour after they found the body. It was it's her.
Or one of her accomplices was like, I don't like her, she's murdering people.
Maybe. But it was, like, literally just done, like... Oh, it was
open
her.
Open and shut.
Yeah. So, Tracy and three others...
Bloody Tracy Wiggins! She's gone and fucking done it.
Tracy and three other women were charged with murder, and Wigginton pleaded murder. Pleaded murder? Yeah, pleaded guilty. And she received life in prison, and the other three insist that they are innocent. So, the way that it happened was...
Where's the vampires?
It's coming.
Where's the lesbianism?
It's coming!
Lisa... I've got a dash!
Lisa Paczynski, Kim Jarvis, and Tracy Wall all say they were under Tracy Wigginton's spell and that she was a vampire. So that this is their pleading innocent. They're saying we're innocent because she's a vampire. So the women had met at a gay bar and they shared an interest in ghosts and death and like the occult and all those things. And Wigginton told the women that she drinks blood. And Paczynski said, do you want to drink mine? As you do.
Oops.
She said no, I'd rather not, but the group decided that they were going to murder someone in order to get blood for Wigginton. I mean, it sounds very teenage. These were in like mid-20s.
Yeah. Lesson one, people don't have to die to give blood.
No. And lesson two, grow the fuck up. You're in your 20s. No one's a vampire. It's not a real thing. You're an idiot. This is even before Twilight. So that night, they took knives to the nightclub. One night they took knives to the nightclub and they drank champagne, so no blood, just drinking champagne, fine. Got in the car, drove along the river, and Bulldog was in a bar drinking beer, and he left to walk home just after midnight. So he'd gone out, it was his day off, he'd gone for a nice drink, he's walking home totally pissed. The girls offered him a lift, and this is what his wife was really upset about afterwards, that they made a big deal out of the fact that they promised him sex and then he got in the car. And his wife felt like that was kind of the way that the media treated that. It was really unfair. It made
but
out
he
that
was
he
was cheating on her.
Yeah, like he was like just getting in the car with random women.
Well, it depends who said that story, because if Wigginton was saying it, doubts.
Well, apparently there was a fit one. I think it was Kim Jarvis, and they were like, they used her to get him in. It's like,
yeah,
right, keep the sheet worker at the back, and let's put forward the one with the long hair, and then she can call him in. So they drove him to the banks by the river, and Wickerton took him to the boat shed, and he took his clothes off.
Right.
Again, media had a field day on that. He's like, they called him like some perv or whatever. I mean, he's really hammered. I mean, I don't really know. So Wickerton then went back to the car, and she asked Paczynski to come help her. Basically, she was scared that he was going to overpower her. So she came over, and she said to Paczynski, right, you stab him. And Paczynski was like, no, I can't do that. So Wickerton stabbed him multiple times. Apparently, she stabbed him so many times in the back, there was like a hole in his back.
Oh.
And then she drank blood from that stab wound. I mean, vile. She then washed her arms and her face in the river, and the four women left.
So none of the others were drinking it or didn't admit to it?
They didn't drink any blood. One of them waited in the car.
It sounds like they thought it wasn't actually going to happen.
Yeah, that was the defence. So Jarvis took the knives and cleaned them at her house. So although she hadn't been involved in the murder...
Conscientious.
She cleaned up. She was the cleaner. And she put bleach on them. But obviously, we all know that there's going to be traces on there. I mean, come on, we've seen Amanda Larks. So the defence claimed that Wickerton was mull-hating, controlling, and that Paczynski had a personality disorder and history of depression. And basically, she'd kind of got caught up in the spell of Wickerton and this vampire story. And they all claimed that they thought it was a joke. They didn't realise that she was actually going to do it. So the defence was basically like, oh, they were all innocent women. A bit like Manson or something. They were all being manipulated by one person in charge. But Paczynski was given a life sentence for murder.
Oh, God.
Because she was complicit. She was there. She drove the car, I think. Jarvis had 18 years for manslaughter because she washed the knives. I mean, that's pretty brutal.
You panic, though, at the time. I think, like, I've been in a murder, but I think, like, if you've witnessed someone else commit a murder and you were there, I guess, no, you should go to the police straight away. But if you, maybe she, I don't know, maybe you panic. Like, I don't know, I don't want to tell someone, like, I don't know what you would be thinking straight after.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how I'd react. I think I'd probably be like, holy shit, this is wrong, and call the police. But then I'm at worst, so...
Like, if you break something, you don't immediately go and tell someone, oh, I broke it, I broke your vase. You try and put it back together first and hope they find out. Like, your immediate... I don't think when you fuck up, your immediate response is to own up to it. Like, your panic response.
Yeah. Possibly.
Like, it's your fight or flight. Like, your panic response is like, shit, get out this, like, clean it. So like, and then afterwards.
Yeah, like, if you accidentally plagiarised an essay because you didn't delete a paragraph, you might be like, oh, if I just leave it in there and no one notices, it'll be fine. But if I tell them, then I'll definitely get in trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tracy will walk free because she'd waited in the car the whole time. So she'd basically done nothing.
Oh, I guess they're saying that this could have stopped her at that point.
Yeah, so it's like Jarvis...
Like, once she did one stab, they could have been like, it's not a joke. Like, stop the stabbing now.
Yeah, it's like, even though you didn't...
That's enough stabbing for one day.
So that is the lesbian vampire killers of Brisbane.
Slash and dash!
Slash and dash!
I'm dashing. I'm doing it. Now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.